Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 9th of November. Familiar Spirits in Families. Although many commentators limit their explanation of familiar spirits to the activity of mediums and wizards, the language of the scriptures reveals a much broader application of this principle. The Hebrew word that is translated as familiar spirit is closely associated with the Hebrew word that means father, head of a household, ancestor. It reveals that a familiar spirit belongs to a family and can be passed on from generation to generation. This point further reveals that a family's susceptibility to an unclean familiar spirit will depend upon their connection to the headship of Christ. Where the family is disconnected from Christ's headship, the familiar spirit becomes a key influence in the way that those in the family approach and understand life. Significantly, they are unable to receive the word of the Lord, and their participation in the agape meal is hindered. Notably, the Hebrew word that is translated as familiar spirit also means bottle. For example, the young man Elihu said to Job, "Indeed, my belly is like wine that has no vent. It is ready to burst like new wineskins," or familiar spirits. Through the words of Elihu, we note that pent-up emotions that eventually erupt as impassioned communication are an indication that a person is speaking or expressing themselves according to a familiar spirit. This accords with the understanding that unclean spirits feed off the emotions of sin that are aroused within us as we walk according to the flesh. Significantly, we can be delivered from the oppression of unclean and familiar spirits. In relation to this deliverance, the beginning point is to receive the word of the cross that is proclaimed by the messengers of God in the right hand of Christ. Through their ministry, Christ is publicly portrayed to us as crucified. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 26, 1 Kings chapter 22 verse 52, 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 41, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23, Job chapter 32 verse 19, Matthew chapter 9 verses 16 and 17, and Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. For further study, Mark chapter 9 verses 14 to 29.